May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Welcome back viewers of Madani Channel to our program Spiritual Cures. Alhamdulillah, without wasting further time, inshallah, we'll just mention one of the best benefits of reciting durood and salam upon the best of creation sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our master sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam has said, whoever recites salat upon me once, Allah azza wa jalla sends 10 mercies upon him, forgives 10 sins and elevates his rank by 10 times. Sallu alal habib
sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam salatan wa salaman alayka ya Rasulullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Adil
bhai? Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen ala kulli halai sahab. How are you?
Rushd, I know you rushed straight from work. MashaAllah. Zakallah. Thank you for coming.
Labbaik.
Attendance, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can I have a spiritual cure for weak eyesight?
Inshallah.
Weak eyesight, Adil bhai, please. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa
alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you please give me a ruhani ilaj for abdominal pain? Stomach pain, but particularly in the abdominal area. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum
assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you please give me a ruhani ilaj for chest infection?
Labbaik.
Just one more, Dilbai, and then we'll give you opportunity to take spiritual cures out, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum
assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Could you please give me a ruhani ilaj for kidney problems?
Inshallah.
Kidney problems. We've got some questions which have been asked to the Muftiyani Kiram of Darul Ifta Ahli Sunnah. Inshallah, we'll go through some of these whilst Adil Bhai is taking the spiritual cures out. For those of you who have just joined us now, you're watching program Spiritual Cures, our weekly program. This is your program. You know, the program consists of your messages, your istikharas, your requests for spiritual cures, etc. Do invite your friends, relatives, etc. for tuning into Madani Channel and watching this program. Taking a vow for other than Allah Almighty. Question. What do the honorable scholars of Islam say regarding the following matter? What is the ruling on taking a vow for one of the pious predecessors? Zayd claims, I'm going to give you an example. Zayd claims that it is specific to Allah Almighty. So can we not take a vow for other than Allah Almighty? Answer. There are two types of vows. Islamically binding and customary. The Islamically binding vow is formed when the person vows to perform a non-obligatory act of worship for Allah. For example, he says, if I recover from this illness, I will pray 100 units of nafal salah. There are conditions for this validity of such a vow. And if they are fulfilled, so if the conditions for this vow being valid, if they are fulfilled, then it will be compulsory. I'll become wajib to carry out this vow. And the meaning, so that was the Islamic binding vow. And then I'll give you the example for the second, which was the customary. So the meaning of a customary vow is a gift or offering. For example, a person may vow to gift the reward of an act of charity to the prophets and the awliya. He may say something like, if I recover from this illness, I will feed people in the name of so-and-so saint. So this is a customary vow. Although it is not compulsory to carry it out, it is better to do so. It is permissible. I'll just complete this reply. Adil, I know you're hinting. I think you're ready. I'll just complete this so then we can conclude with it, basically. So it is permissible to make a customary vow for any prophet or saint, but not for Allah Almighty. Because a person's intention here is to carry out a righteous action for the sake of Allah Almighty, but transmit its reward to an honorable personality. So, and there is no harm in this. So this is also referred to as niyaz, which is very popular in Punjabi. However, an Islamically binding vow can only be made for Allah Almighty alone. It is forbidden to make this type of vow for anyone else.
Subhanallah.
MashaAllah. Ji Adil bhai.
Yes, regarding eyesight, if anybody have a eyesight issue or any eye problem, it's very beautiful ism of Allah Azza wa Jal. Just need to read it, blow in the water and do the amal. I'll mention that. Ya Shakuru. Ya Shakuru. If someone's eyesight has become weak, recite 41 times. Blow onto water and rub it over the eyes. Just blow it, read it before and after through the park. Ya Shakuru 41 times. Blow in the water and rub the water on the eyes, but be careful, don't drop any water. If you seem to think that it's going to go on the floor, just put something on your lap and then try to do it in this way. Hopefully everything will be okay, inshallah.
Subhanallah, mashallah. So, Ya Shakuru, Ya Shakuru, Ya Shakuru, Durood Sharif before and after Adil bhai, and 41 times.
41 times.
41 times, take some water into your hand and blow upon it and then rub onto your eyes. And mashallah, I like the way Adil bhai mentioned the precautionary measures. That look, remember that when something is read and then, you know, dam is done upon, for example, water or whatever it may
be.
Basically, you've read something and then you've performed dam upon something. Mm-hmm. Now that, whether it's water or whatever it is, it becomes spiritualized. So it becomes blessed.
Alhamdulillah.
So then that blessed thing shouldn't come onto the floor. So here, there's a good chance. Because remember, you're taking... when you're using a utensil, Adil bhai, so viewers of Bandi channel, you know, I'm sure you're following along and you're also understanding that when you put some kind of liquid, because we're talking about liquid here, so it's water, so you're performing them upon water, so it's liquid. Now, liquid is very hard to control.
Keep. Absolutely.
Unless you've got it into some, you know, utensil, plate, bowl, glass or something, it's hard to control. If you try to put some water in your hand, it does try to slip away.
It's going
to so
slip.
So here you're taking a bit of water into your fingertips area. It's not like you need to take like bucket loads, it's just a small amount. But there is a great chance that some of these drops can come to the floor. If you put some, maybe a towel or some shawl or something on across your legs, and then you take the water and then do the dam, or maybe do the recitation first, then take the water and do the dam. I think because then there will be a small amount of time in between the doing the dam and then
and
rubbing
it
onto your eyes.
Using.
So that way there'll be less risk. So I think that would be better. So 41 times, Durood Sharif, before and after, perform dam upon this water, rub upon your eyes. Inshallah, this will benefit any type of eye-related problems, including weak eyesight. Do get your eyesight checked, though. I think some things we do, it's all a rushing matter. You know, days and nights are going by, or flying by, as you can say. A lot of times we neglect ourselves, especially our health.
Yes,
We neglect ourselves. It's like, if I was to ask you the question, when's the last time you had your eyes tested?
Never.
Some of you might think, and you have to think about it because it's been so long.
Yes.
So, you know, we do actually neglect ourselves, and we shouldn't do. We need to look after ourselves, health-wise, in all aspects. Remember, our body, all our organs, all these are blessings. Yes. These are all gifts. So we've been gifted by Allah, all these blessings. And we do need to look after them. You know, you shouldn't take
definitely,
something for granted.
Definitely.
Ask that person who doesn't have one of these
yes.
blessings. You know, they would be able to tell you the real value of these blessings that we've been bestowed without any cost, without even asking, we were blessed with these blessings. So we do need to look after ourselves.
One more thing I'm going to add here, is up in this, because when we have a problem, we're still using these things, technical things. So for that reason, it gets more worse as well. So try to obviously avoid these things as well.
I think limit on mobile, limit on television,
computer,
if you do watch
anything,
television,
anything,
limit on PC. I mean, some people work and they're in front of the monitor.
Exactly.
You know, throughout the day.
If,
so, you know, 9 till 5, for example, then office
more.
Job, they're in front of the PC. I think they shouldn't even touch anything when they come home.
Yes.
Realistically, because basically their whole job time or work time is in front of the PC.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a limit for everything.
The need
and
relax.
One other thing, actually, since you've mentioned it, and we've gone deeply into this matter, some people, and especially children, you know, children come into mind, because parents have told them to go to sleep, and they're in the bedroom, and the light's out, so they're supposed to be going to sleep, and they've got the iPad out, or they've got the mobile phone out. Now, that is damaging. Extra damage there
yes.
is caused because
definitely.
You got the lights out, so it's dark.
Too close.
So your eyes are sort of filtering to like a dark
yes.
effect. So then when you've got this bright light
mm-hmm.
and you've got dark background, that causes a severe
more
strain
issues.
And more effect of causing problems to your eyes.
Yes,
and I
yes.
think somebody who does this long term, you know, lengthy periods
yes.
of time, I think he will be affecting his eyesight. I'm
more.
Sure, you know, if you visit your opticians, they'll be able to advise you. I'm not a specialist in eyes or anything, but these are just general, because we've got children at home. And
exactly.
We know
yes.
what goes on,
yes,
etc. So, Gigi. If I can just mention this message I've just received, and I'll let you carry on to give the replies. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hope you are well. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, ala kulli hal. We hope that you are well as well. The brother saying, my brother has been diagnosed with leukemia. Could I have a vazifa for this, please? And also, if a general istikhara can be performed. And the code name the brother has given is Ya Ghos. MashaAllah. Ya Ghos. I'll send this on to the majlis, inshallah. The replies of the istikhara back last quarter of the program, inshallah. But we will mention your code name. So do stand by, keep watching, keep tuned. And inshallah, we will mention the istikhara reply. Adil bhai, if you can take a note. May Allah grant your brother complete
Shifa.
Cure
through
the medicine, whether he's taking medicine from the doctors, through the water that he's drinking, through the air. Remember, Allah can bestow cure through anything. Means.
So
may Allah cure your brother through the air that he's breathing, through the water, through the food that he's eating, inshallah. Inshallah, Dilba will take a spiritual cure out
inshallah,
for this, inshallah.
Yeah, sub-second, someone have a pain in the stomach or obtain pain is obviously whatever type of pain in the stomach, is this wazifa, it will work. Either write it down or read it and blow on the water or anything, whatever you obviously drink in it. You can do this. Recite this verse 3 times. Blow on the water, etc. and have the patient drink it. That's the wazifa. Just read it 3 times, blow in the water, and give it to the patient. If you are a patient, then if you can recite it and blow it before and after Durood e Pak, hopefully with that, inshallah, any pain in the stomach will be clear.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. So, la fiha ghawlun wa la hum anha yunzafun. So you need to recite this 3 times. With the Rushi before and after, perform them upon the water and then give that water to the person who's suffering from any type of stomach related problem. And like the person who sent the message in was pain, abdominal pain. So this is, I think those of you who haven't taken a note, I think this is worth taking note of.
Sure.
Because stomach pain is a regular problem.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's an adult, whether it's a child, even babies. Stomach, and it is mentioned that regarding the stomach, it's like the, because it's the center of the body, it's like the root or mother of illnesses. Yes. I can remember reading or hearing regarding this, that whether it's the root of all illnesses or whether it's the mother of illnesses. It's like a lot of other illnesses sort of like, you know, are linked to this stomach, you know, pain problem. And I think, you know, far and few households are safeguarded from these type of problems. So it's something worth noting. And, you know, if somebody does have any stomach pain, Allah will protect it or protect it all. But remember, trials and tribulations and these things come to even as a means of forgiveness of our sins, also come as means to raise our status. As for example, somebody before he parts from the world, he's to reach to a certain level, you know, that, you know, that was in, like, for example, in paradise, this is his status up to a certain level. Now, sometimes a person's own good deeds and actions don't elevate him that high that he's going to reach that abode. So then that's where trials and tribulations and these things boost a person. It's like a, you can say it's like a lift. It takes you to these places. So one thing is we should be patient. You know, we're facing problems. But if we're patient, there's two benefits in that. One is that you get rewarded for being patient. And the other is that that test can come to an end easier.
Inshallah,
let's move on.
Yes, regarding kidney issues as well, and the chest one, I'll inshallah we'll find it and then mention it. Regarding kidney issues, that's obviously common as well, because obviously sometimes we don't care what we're eating, and that's obviously caused the problem as well. Need to obviously look after that as well. Recite Surah Alam Nashrah 11 times after Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim every time, and blow onto rainwater, and then drink 3 mouthful of that water 4 times a day. As Surah Alam Nashrah, 11 times with Bismillah Sharif each time, Durood e Pak before and after, and then blow in the water, and 4 obviously sips, you're gonna drink it. Hopefully with that, inshallah, azawajal, any kidney issues will be clear. I'm going to mention one more thing. We have, alhamdulillah, Tawizati Atariya stalls everywhere. So I suggest if you have obviously more problem and still you try this one and didn't get cure, just try to contact nearest the stall. Hopefully you will get the Tawizat from there. With that, inshallah, azawajal, you will get cure.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Such a beautiful wazifa. I'll just repeat it for you. Rainwater, Adil Bhai mentioned here. If for any reason you couldn't get rainwater, you can use normal water, tap water or mineral water, etc. But here, I think in the UK, we don't run out of rainwater. And something, let me give you a tip. In regards to rainwater, it's mentioned regarding it being blessed water anyway. So regarding rainwater, it's mentioned there's many illnesses are cured through this blessed water. And it's a means of cure for many illnesses. So my weak or humble request to the viewers of Madani Channel, if you don't already have some rainwater saved at home, do save some water, because this will come, you won't know when that this water will come handy for you. And a good way, like Adil Bhai has mentioned, that so the rainwater is not dirty and dust, etc. What a tip in regards to this is that when it rains, don't put something to catch the rainwater immediately. Just say, for example, in the morning you've woken up and it's raining. Let it rain a little while. All the dust or anything that's in the air or that's flying about and being blown around in the wind.
Yes.
Once the rain has been for a while, all this will be washed out. So, and you can even test this if you want. For example, if you put one utensil out immediately and then put one maybe an hour later, okay, and the first water that you'll get into the first bartan, the first utensil, it will be a little bit dirty. Whereas the second you know, bowl or plate or tray or whatever that you put out, that will have clean water.
And
so and this is the reason. Try to put something which is quite wide, you know, like a wide bowl or something, you know, tarami, like, for example, I don't know what you call that anyways, but anything. Something wide, a wide kind of tray pan, or bowl or pan that you'll put out and catch this water. Once you've got this water and you bring it inside, you can even filter it if you want. Filter it with a clean washed piece of material.
Yes.
And you can filter it like this and then put it into some bottle or something and maybe label it rainwater. And then if somebody does fall ill in the family, give them a few drops of this, inshallah, they will benefit from this. And especially for this particular spiritual cure regards to kidney problems, this specifically mentions rainwater. So reciting Surah Alam Nashrah with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim each time, 11 times.
11 times, yes.
And then blowing upon the rainwater and then drink 3 sips. 4 times a day. And it mentions start the first time at the breakfast, second time at Zohr maybe, third time at Asr, and the fourth time just before going to bed.
Before sleep.
So like this, and before you start drinking, recite Durood-e-Ibrahimi 7 times.
Subhanallah.
Before you actually drink it, inshallah, and this problem, inshallah, will be relieved, inshallah.
Subhanallah.
Another speciality of this program, alhamdulillah, is that alhamdulillah, we have one special spiritual cure, one special vazifa of the day. And it's now time for that. So it's time for vazifa of the day.
Sallu
ala al-habib.
Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channels, you are watching Spiritual Cures. And today's spiritual cure is protection from dangerous like snake or scorpions. Subhanallah. It's very beautiful wazifa. A'udhu bi kalimatillahi tammati min sharri ma khalaq. Recite 3 times in the morning and in the evening. Benefit to seek protection from dangerous like a snake or scorpion, etc. Subhanallah. It's very beautiful wazifa. Just try to memorize it and do this amal in the morning and in the evening. You will be protected from any dangerous things, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
MashaAllah, the vazifa is still on the screen. For those of you who haven't managed to write it, do take a picture. And some of you might think, oh, well, what are we going to do with this vazifa here? You know, we don't have snakes here in the UK. We don't have scorpions here. You know, what's the point? But do take a picture of this. You won't regret it. This will come handy to you. Let me explain. Firstly, it mentions protection from dangers.
Yes.
Now, no matter where you are in the world, you're not protected from dangers.
No. Yes.
So there, the first part of it is protection from dangers. Then, further on, it mentions protection from snakes and scorpions. Now, okay, we might not have snakes and scorpions here, but you could go travel. For example, you've gone
anywhere
back to Pakistan, for example, or you've gone to India, or you know, whatever country that you've got family and relatives that you go to visit. Now, for example, if I'm going to Pakistan, for example, to go visit my parents, and the snakes there, the scorpions there,
everything.
So this is a means of protection. So it does come in handy. And if, for example, you're not going, but you've got relatives there, you can also send it to your relatives.
Exactly.
And they can use it as a means of protection. One thing which I particularly wanted to mention, Adil Bahir, because you did mention that recite it 3 times in the morning and 3 times in the evening. Now, when we hear the term regarding morning and evening, we think, okay, so when you wake up in the morning, that's morning.
12 o'clock.
Until 12 o'clock. And then after that, it's lunchtime. And then when you come home after work, then it's evening. So typically, that's the normal thought or normal thinking of morning and evening. But remember, whenever through any spiritual cure, through any Islamic book that you're reading, and it mentions about a spiritual cure, or mentions about some amal, or doing a particular action, and it's mentioning morning and evening, it's referring to morning according to the Islamic morning and evening according to the Islamic terminology. So I'll just shed a little bit of light. So basically, morning would be from the beginning time of Fajr right till sunrise. So your danger line is sunrise. So for example, if you want to do any vazifa or spiritual cure in the morning, you'd need to do it before sunrise. Okay, so that's your morning. And for afternoon, sham or evening, from the beginning time of Zohar onwards, you can do this afternoon or evening vazifa. and the danger mark, or you can say your borderline, which you need to avoid here, is sunset. So you need to do it before sunset. And those that way, you'll have your morning and evening according to Islamic terminology.
Subhanallah.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Anybody, if I can just mention a few messages I've just received, if I can just mention, because if not, I'll fall behind. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers, hope you are well. Jazakallahu khaira, we hope you are well too. Can you give me a vazifa or something to read for passing my driving test first time? I know a few people who want vazifa. So if you're watching, do take note in regards to driving test.
Inshallah.
If somebody does fail, for example, the first time, you shouldn't be disheartened. When we were younger, we used to hear that it doesn't matter if you fail the first time, because it makes a better driver. He who has a second attempt or the third attempt, etc. So you should never be disheartened.
Exactly.
Ji. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you give me a vazifa for skinniness? I think somebody slim wants to put on weight. So something to put on weight, Adil bhai, please. So somebody wants to put on weight. Usually it's the other way around. People want to lose, Adil bhai.
Ji.
Okay, assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you give me a vazifa for itchiness? Itchiness, Adilbhai. Okay, assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalam, brothers. Can you please do istikhara for my mom? She keeps fainting. She wants to know if it is nazar or black magic or illness, etc. Her name is, and mother's name is, and the code name is Murshid Attar.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. We'll pass this on, inshallah. The istikhara replies last quarter or so of the program. We will mention your code name, so do watch out. And when we mention the code name, so then we know that this is your reply for your istikhara. If you have just joined us, or if you just recently joined us, you're watching the weekly live Spiritual Cures, your program where you send in your messages requesting spiritual cures. And those of you who require istikhara, send us a message with the name of the person whose istikhara you want, along with the mother's name and a brief description of what istikhara you require. And don't forget to add a code name, so you understand that this reply for the istikhara is for yourselves. Ji, Adil bhai.
Ji, Asab, regarding leukemia, if anybody have these type of illnesses, Allah Ta'ala
give them... It's a type of cancer.
Ji, Allah Ta'ala give them a shifa.
Ameen.
And
Ameen.
Cure from any type of illness. Ameen. It's, alhamdulillah, very beautiful wazifa. I'll mention it. Ala ya'lamu man khalaq wa huwa al-latiful khabir. Recite the above blessed verse 22 times. With Salatul Nabi 11 times before and after it, and blow onto the cancer patient.
How many times did you say, Adil bhai, sorry?
2022. Ji.
SubhanAllah.
Blow on the patient and blow on the water and medicine and give it to the patient. Hopefully, with that, inshallah, Zabajal, their leukemia or cancer will be cured, inshallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Some people might be wondering that, cancer, has it got a cure? Can it be cured, etc.? Alhamdulillah, we've had many patients with cancer or who were diagnosed with cancer. They visited the Ruhani large stalls, done a course of plates or maybe two courses, etc. And alhamdulillah, they've been retested and the tests have come clear. There was a brother who I was speaking to. His uncle, alhamdulillah, got cured. He had a form of cancer. Now, his uncle was in Pakistan. So he came to the Bradford Ruhani Lodge stall. Came and got plates, Adil bhai. Mm-hmm. And he sent him from here to his uncle in Pakistan.
So
his uncle just did one course. One course of 40 plates. So one course consists of 40 plates that you need to drink on a daily basis, one plate a day. So his uncle had this, did this course of 40 plates, one course, went for his test again, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, his test come back clear that the cancer has been cured, subhanallah. So, you know, we're not just saying things, alhamdulillah, people are cured from many, many illnesses, including cancer. So this particular spiritual cure, remember that cure is from Allah Azza wa Jal. Other things that we do are means, and Allah Azza wa Jal cures people. So the hakiki cure, the cure in reality is from Allah Azza wa Jal. But through avenues, different means. And power in and cure through the Quran and ayahs. And here obviously what we're mentioning to you here is also a verse from the Quran. Is from Surah Mulk. Surah Mulk, the beginning of the 29th chapter, which has its own blessings. And the figure seems really big, but I think if you sat down and started, it's not a lot. 2022, and then if you think what you're actually reading it against,
exactly,
then you know, inshallah, not a problem. So 2022 times, recite this verse with durood upon the beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam 11 times before, 11 times after. Blow upon the cancer patient. Also blow upon water. And then that water they need to drink. Also blow upon the medicine that the doctors have prescribed for this. Okay, so also drink upon them. Inshallah, it actually mentions here that this will be remarkably beneficial.
Inshallah.
So in a sense, it's like you can say it's tried and tested, and people have gained cure.
Alhamdulillah.
So have hope. Remember, whatever you do, have trust in Allah. No matter what you do, you should always have trust in Allah.
Believe.
So that's the first thing, and then do the spiritual cure. And if Allah wills, if it's destined for that person to be cured, he will be cured.
Inshallah.
Inshallah.
Subhanallah.
Okay, I'll let you carry on.
Regarding if somebody wants to obviously drive and test here in the first time pass, the wazifa is very beautiful. Obviously, if you want to obviously do it, driving test pass, then you have to do it with the heart. Hopefully will be inshallah fulfilled. So Surah Ikhlas 16 times along with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim each time after the five prayers whilst in a state of a wudu, followed by the making dua to Allah for success in the exam, driving test, etc. So 16 times after the namaz, just sit down, read it with the durood pak before and after, and then do dua. Inshallah, you will be successful.
This is after each salah, Adil Bhai. So after each salah, Surah Ikhlas with Bismillah ar-Rahman each 16 time.
Times.
16 times.
Yes.
And then make dua. Subhanallah. Dua
is
inshallah
power. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah.
Yes,
weapon of the believer. So inshallah azza wa jal, one will be successful. I'll just read a few more messages, Adil Bhai, and then I'll let you, and then it's coming close to giving a reply. Actually, the time has flown. Believe it or not, we're almost into the last quarter.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. I'll mention, I've got about four or five, Adil Bhai. I'll mention them all quickly. And then you'll have time then to take them out, and I'll move on to the istikharas.
Inshallah.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you please give me a spiritual cure for depression? So depression, Adil Bhai. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you please give me a wazifa for diabetes? Sugar, yeah?
Ji.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can I please request a spiritual cure for loose motion? Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum
assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can I request a wazifa for epilepsy? Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can I request a spiritual cure for flu? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can I request a wazifa for gum disease? Gum disease, Adil Bhai?
Ji.
الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. Last one, Adil bhai.
جي لبيك.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. Can I request a vazifa for Bawasir?
جي جي.
Hemorrhoids. جي Adil bhai. Let you take them out. Let me see if I can start with the istikhara replies. Inshallah. Okay. Istikhara reply. Code name Murshid Attar. Code name Murshid Attar. The indication in the istikhara has come as a sign of illness. Sign of illness. Stoppages, no black magic, nothing like that. No evil eye, etc. So it's come back as a sign of illness. Inshallah. Fainting. Did you make a note, I think?
Jee jee.
Regarding fainting, yeah?
Inshallah.
Biosh ki, na? If you can have a spiritual cure in regards to this, please, Adil bhai.
Inshallah.
Okay, is that next one? I was looking for the reply for that istikhara. Okay, the reply for the istikhara code name, Ya Ghaus. Ya Ghaus, the istikhara reply has come back as Azmaish. As a means of a test. So the test here means through the means of illness. So may Allah grant your brother complete cure. Alhamdulillah, we've also given you a spiritual cure. Have trust in Allah and act upon this. If Allah wills, inshallah, he will be granted cure. I would advise, do visit your nearest Ruhani Ilaj store. As well as this, do this spiritual cure as well. But do visit your nearest Ruhani Ilaj stall. Gain some tawizat for this problem, as well as I'd request that you do start the plate course, like I mentioned. Inshallah, if Allah wills, your brother will gain cure quickly, inshallah. Ji Adil bhai, have you got some more?
Ji, regarding Azab depression, that is, depression as well, quite a lot of people obviously. Have an issue. Wazifa is very beautiful. When you have a depression, perform wudu immediately, inshallah. It's intensely will decrease your depression, inshallah. Recite Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, completely Surah with the Duru Sharif before and after. Blow on water and drink it. With that, inshallah, depression will be. Calm down, inshallah.
Relieved.
Relieved. Cure for bleeding piles, bawasir, which is normally we say kabzi as well, sometimes obviously makes an issue with the bawasir. So, alhamdulillah, our Pir Murshid mentioned the very beautiful and healthy wazifa. I'm going to mention it, you will understand it. Cut 5 figs into pieces, cook them in a in the milk, cool them and eat them at bedtime. So just make in a half pieces, put in the milk. Five pieces of fig.
Yeah.
Normally injeer. It comes with
injeer. Injeer, which we mentioned, which in English is fig. So 5 pieces of fig.
Ji.
Break them into halves.
In the pieces, yes.
And then put them into milk. How much milk does it mention in quantity?
1 cup.
About a cup of milk.
Yes.
And then cook it.
Cook
for
it.
How long roughly?
They didn't mention it, but obviously, as much you can see, that it
so
is
the milk starts to simmer.
Simmer, yes.
Okay.
So then, obviously, put it away and don't drink it straight away because it's going to be burn the fat.
Let it cool down and then eat some of it or all of it or
all of them. Eat first the fig from it,
and then
you can drink the milk as well.
This need to do it before going to bed.
Before going to bed. Right.
So you need to do this daily, or
they have to do it daily. Inshallah, with that they will get cure.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. MashaAllah. Did you mention we've got itchiness?
I'll mention that.
I've got a few because we are short for time as well. And
that's why I try to.
I'll just go over them again just in case. We had chest infection. We're waiting for itchiness, put on weight.
Ji. I'll mention the chest infection, inshallah. Okay. Wazifa is very simple. Ya Salamu 111 times before and after Durood-e-Pak, you can blow on your chest directly, or blow in the water and drink it, hopefully with that, inshallah, the chest infection will be calmed down, clear it. Or you can contact our stall and get tawizat as well from there. Hopefully, whatever chest infection will be clear, inshallah. Regarding skinniness, that's obviously, I can mention that you need to obviously eat a healthy food. And hopefully with that, inshallah, you'll be fine. Second, in the namaz, they're saying that it's exercise completely. If you perform namaz daily 5 times, you will be healthy as well, inshallah.
Are you not for the group or the...
Jiji, I am.
Ji. The very last, I think there's that, that I was just going to mention, not milk, but they've sent it for you.
Not milk, desi totka, in other words.
Home remedy, inshallah, Dilba is going to mention to you for putting on weight, strength and weight as well, inshallah.
Subhanallah.
Ji.
So that's obviously you're going to make a milkshake. If you like or not like, if you want to obviously healthy and weight, then you have to do this.
When you're ill and the doctor gives you medicine,
you have to do it.
Whether it's not sweet or pleasant, you still drink it. So here, if you do want to put weight on, you want to put
in,
you know,
Pakistan, they want it.
And it's quite tasty actually. You can say it's almond and milk, almond milkshake. You can even say almond milkshake. It gives you strength and it also help you put some weight on. Jeez, I'll let you mention.
The simple method is 12 almonds, 2 spoon of khashkhash. If you go in the Asian shop, you can get
kaskas
normally. Yes.
In Punjabi, kaskas, and in Urdu, khashkhas.
Yes. Khashkhash. And half a spoon. Til, you know, the seeds, normally you see them on the burger as well. Obviously, people are eating quite a lot. Sesame seeds.
Yeah. The white safed til is sesame seeds.
White sesame seed.
Yeah, so half a spoon of white sesame seeds, two spoons of khashkhash, and 12 almonds.
12 almonds, yes. You just, all these three things.
Ingredients.
Put in the water in the evening, in the night. Leave it, and then in the morning you can obviously put all things in the grinder, blend it, and then obviously put the milk. If you like the milk, then put milk as much as you want it, and make a milkshake. Drink this daily.
Khashkhash, poppy seeds.
Poppy seeds.
Poppy seeds. So
two spoons of poppy seeds. Yes. If you want to obviously make it more sweeter, you can put in the khajur, 1 or 3 khajurs inside, or kishmish. Kishmish, Aisab is going to mention it. What's the in English?
Sultanas.
Sultans. Yes.
Yeah, raisins. Or easy. Yeah.
So put it in that and blend it and make a milkshake and drink it. Hopefully, you will be healthy. Your skinniness will be finished, inshallah.
MashaAllah. So we've got this one for the skinniness, mashaAllah. Itchiness, Adilbhai?
Regarding itchiness, one wazifa is recite above verse and perform dam on affected area of itchiness. Also perform dam upon water and give it to drink. So this verse, just need to read it and blow wherever you have itchy problem or skin problem, just blow on that. If you can't do that, then blow in the water and drink it. Hopefully with that, inshallah, all skin problem will be cleared.
فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخِرٌ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Just the once, Rushi, before and after, perform them upon the area of itchiness.
Yes.
Inshallah. Beautiful vazifa there, Adilbhai. Diabetes, Adilbhai.
Diabetes, regarding sugar.
We are running against the clock.
It's 2 minutes. I don't have the sugar one at the moment on the front of me.
We're also waiting for epilepsy, flu, gum disease.
Subhanallah, ji. Okay, diabetes. It's ayat. It's one ayat, which is obviously... read it every day, daily. Hopefully with that, inshallah, diabetes will be clear. I'll read it. وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَدْخِلْنِي مُدْخَلَ صِدْقٍ وَأَخْرِجْنِي مُخْرَجَ صِدْقٍ وَاجْعَلْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ سُلْطَانًا نَصِيرًا. Recite this verse, the Quran, Quranic dua, 3 times daily, in the morning and evening, for 2.5 months. Recite this, blow on water and drink it. Inshallah, you will be cured with the diabetes.
Subhanallah.
Morning and evening, obviously, as I mentioned before. So recite this daily, hopefully.
Okay, I've just got an istikhara reply really quickly. Code name Imran. The istikhara has come back positive, Imran bhai. The istikhara has come back positive. So yes, you can go ahead and buy that, what you were wanting to buy. Jazakallah.
Subhanallah.
Ji,
yes, regarding teeth disease or any
gum
any disease. So
make this the last one.
Ji. Inshallah. When you pray the witr of Isha, after in the witr, obviously, when we performing the Isha namaz and witr times, then read these three surahs in a unit. One, Suratul Nasr. Then second, Tabbat Yada. And third, Surah Ikhlas. These three surahs, if anybody's regularly reading in the witr namaz, hopefully any gum disease or teeth issues, they will be cured, inshallah.
Subhanallah. There was the istikhara reply, Murshid Attar was the code name, and we gave the reply as illness. And I did mention that we're going to give a vazifa. We'll just finish on this last. Just recite this part of Ayatul Kursi, La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wala nawm. Just the once with Rushi before and after, blow onto some water and then sprinkle that water onto the face and maybe even a few drops down the throat of the person who has fainted, and then move or shake the person and try to make them conscious, sit them up. Inshallah, they will gain consciousness. That brings us to the end of today's program. We appreciate you joining us. The time flew today. Hope that you join us same time, same place next week only on Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib
sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain.